Did Sauron know where the three Elven rings were? We know that they were held by Gandalf, Elrond and Galadriel, but did he? Let's take a look. Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel, we cover the Lord of the Rings and Tolkien's wider legendarium in nerdy detail, as well as A Song of Ice and Fire, The Witcher and much more. Welcome. We know, of course, of the history of the forging of the Rings of Power. Sauron came to the Elves of Eregion disguised in fair form as Annatar, worked with them to create 16 Rings of Power, then nipped back to Mordor to forge the One Master Ring. While he was gone, Celebrimbor the Smith forged three more, untouched by Sauron, and those three were smuggled out of Eriador before Sauron could invade. Those three went first to Galadriel, Gil-galad and Círdan. Gil-galad's later went to Elrond and Círdan's to Gandalf. And though the elves took them off and did not use them through the Second Age, in the Third Age, when Sauron didn't have the One Ring, they were used and they were very powerful. They kept Lothlorien and Rivendell protected and aided Gandalf many a time. So, what did Sauron know? Well, to start with, yes, he knew they existed. He may not have been there when they were forged or even seen them, but he knew. When he put on his One Ring, he could sense and see into the minds of those who wore those other Rings of Power. They took them off straight away, but he knew three more had been created. Tolkien doesn't go into the details of how this works, but it seems that the three were not corrupted by Sauron's touch, but they were made using the same magical technology that Sauron had shown Celebrimbor for the other 16, so the link to the One Ring was still there. And during that brief touching of minds when he first put on the One Ring, or perhaps later when he captured and interrogated Celebrimbor, he discovered something of their powers. We're told that, of all the Elven Rings, Sauron most desired to possess them, for those who had them in their keeping could ward off the decays of time and postpone the weariness of the world. The irony should not be lost on us that the rings he wanted most were the rings he didn't have a hand in making. So Sauron knew the three had been forged and something of their powers. And he launched an invasion of Eriador to, at least in part, claim those rings of power. We read this, "But the elves fled from him, and three of their rings they saved, and bore them away and hid them." Now these were the three that had last been made, and they possessed the greatest powers. But Sauron could not discover them, for they were given into the hands of the wise, who concealed them and never again used them openly while Sauron kept the ruling ring. Therefore the three remained unsullied, for they were forged by Celebrimbor alone, and the hand of Sauron had never touched them. Yet they were also subject to the One. Yes, Sauron might have known who held the rings in the moment or two before they were taken off, but that won't have helped him much, because events then move actually quite slowly in the books. It is nearly a century after the One Ring was forged and the elves take off their rings before Sauron invades Eriador, captures and tortures Celebrimbor. The elves had plenty of time to get those rings to new owners, and Sauron knew it. As long as they didn't put on those rings while Sauron had the One Ring, the connection was not there, and it's clear that the elves agreed with each other not to talk about them at all, lest the secret of their hiding places were found. Even as late as the Council of Elrond, Elrond says that it is not permitted to speak of them. But Sauron was a resourceful Maia, and having spent some time among them as Annatar, he will have known that in reality there were a limited number of elves who might have been given those rings, being both powerful and wise enough not to use them when he had his ring. We read that, "Concerning the three rings, Sauron could learn nothing from Celebrimbor, and he had him put to death. But he guessed the truth, that the three had been committed to elvish guardians, and that must mean to Galadriel and Gil-galad." So during the Second Age, Sauron didn't know but could have a good guess, and was right. The elves and Numenoreans were still too strong at that point, though, so he couldn't do much about it. During the Third Age, things were slightly different. First, because one of the people he thought had a ring, Gil-galad, was dead. He had killed him. And second, because he no longer had the One Ring, so the elves could use their rings to protect themselves from him. The elves as a whole might have been weaker, but the elves who had those rings would be even more powerful. We know that he kept up his suspicion that Galadriel had one right up to the end. Galadriel talks about it when Frodo is there with the Fellowship, confirming that not only is he ceaselessly seeking her out, but that she and Lothlorien are protected by the power of the very ring he seeks. Do not think that only by singing amid the trees, nor even by the slender arrows of elven bows, is this land of Lothlorien maintained and defended against its enemy. I say to you, Frodo, that even as I speak to you, I perceive the Dark Lord and know his mind, or all of his mind that concerns the elves, and he gropes ever to see me and my thought. But still, the door is closed. At this point she raises her hand as if in defiance towards Mordor, and Frodo, though not Sam, who is also there, sees the ring gleaming on her finger and understands. She continues, "It is not permitted to speak of it, and Elrond could not do so, but it cannot be hidden from the ring-bearer, and one who has seen the eye. Verily it is in the land of Lorien, upon the finger of Galadriel, that one of the three remains. This is Nenya, the ring of adamant, and I am its keeper. He suspects, but he does not know, not yet." As for the other two, where might Sauron have thought they were after Gil-galad died? Well, there are a few possibilities. Celeborn, Círdan, Thranduil even, though he'd probably managed to rule out Thranduil. He'd based himself in Thranduil's forest for hundreds of years, sending his dark forces out, encroaching on his territory with very little opposition. They even renamed the forest Mirkwood. No, there was no evidence that Thranduil's realm was protected by something as impressive as a ring of power. Unlike, say, with Elrond at Rivendell. The return of Glorfindel might have given Sauron pause for thought. Surely he would be the kind of elf you'd give a ring of power to, but that too pointed to Rivendell as he based himself there. Overall, I think Sauron will have had little doubt that one at least was based at Rivendell. As for the other, well, we know that Círdan gave that one to Gandalf, and hardly anyone knew about that, although Saruman did. We read, "And the Grey Messenger took the Ring of Fire and kept it ever secret. Yet the White Messenger, who was skilled to uncover all secrets, after a time became aware of this gift and begrudged it, and it was the beginning of the hidden ill will that he bore to the Grey, which afterwards became manifest." Might Saruman have revealed that to Sauron through their Palantir meetings? Perhaps, though we're not told, and we don't read that he ever sent any servants out to target Gandalf. Might Sauron have figured it out based off of the report from the Nazgul when they faced Gandalf at Weathertop? He was sore pressed then and seemed to use a lot of fire magic. Again, perhaps, although we don't have any evidence of it, and Sauron and the Nazgul were very focused on the One Ring at that time. Or perhaps might Gandalf have given it away on the Pelennor Fields when he charged out on Shadowfax to rescue Faramir? "Shadowfax bore him," we read, "shining, unveiled once more, a light starting from his upraised hand. The Nazgul screeched and swept away, for their captain was not yet come to challenge the white fire of his foe." Naya, the ring of fire, used by the white wizards, white fire. Yep, that's a pretty big clue. So Sauron may well have figured it out by then, but by then it really was too late. In Unfinished Tales, Tolkien tells us that throughout the Third Age, the guardianship of the Three Rings was known only to those who possessed them. But at the end, it became known that they had been held at first by the three greatest of the Eldar, Gil-galad, Galadriel, and Círdan. Gil-galad, before he died, gave his ring to Elrond. Círdan later surrendered his to Mithrandir. At the end, it became known who had them. Saruman found out about Gandalf, Galadriel told Frodo, maybe even Sauron figured it out, but Sauron never knew. He may well have guessed about Gandalf's at the very end. We know he strongly suspected that Galadriel had one in Lothlorien, and he had every reason to assume that at least one of the others was in Rivendell, but those last two places were protected from his prying eyes by the very rings he coveted. Celebrimbor had forged them with the power to hide from the one person whose power over them could turn their works of good to evil. Sauron didn't know where they were because he'd taught Celebrimbor too well. If you'd like more videos like this digging into the deeper lore of Tolkien's Legendarium, there's a link appearing now on the left of your screen. Or to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page appearing now on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.